Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What do we got, like 2 weeks left?
Barely.
So, 2 weeks left? That's crazy, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Morning, Mass. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
And we're talking off air. We're like, let's make this a topic. In 2022, I finally blanked. All right. This past year, what'd you finally do? As we're winding it up here, 2 weeks and some chains. Jordan year, 23 coming at us.
Ooh.
What did you finally do this year? While we wait for you to give us a call, Carla, 2022, you finally what?
In 2022, I finally got Botox and lip injections.
Oh.
And I've got to say, it's been like the best thing ever because I didn't go all exaggerated. Like, I feel like I look pretty natural.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever people ask me how old I am, I love to say, oh, I'm 26, but I have Botox, so I'm basically 20. And people are always like, oh, okay.
That would be my response. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But I was so excited. I feel like it's always been something I was curious about, and we talk about it on the show all the time. So I finally did that, and then I also finally went to the doctor. The
okay.
reason I say that is because whenever I get sick, I do not go to the doctor. Like, I never do. Unless it's, like, a gynecologist, I do not go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've been to the doctor in probably 2 or 3 years.
Really?
Really. So I finally went to the doctor.
Honestly, work.
And she told me I was sick.
Oh,
but I wouldn't know, you know, if I didn't go. So
yeah.
We're on the up and up now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I go to the doctor all the time. Is it just a fear that you don't want to go to the doctor? Because I have, like, my uncles, my dad, and I didn't come on to me, thank God. They don't want to go to the doctor because they don't want to know what's wrong with them. That's their reason not going to the doctor.
I feel like that might be a little piece of it, but it's just so much harder for me to find a doctor and go through my health insurance that the overwhelming process of finding a doctor
right.
is actually what makes me not want to go.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you. All right, let's take some phone lines. I want to hear from Niche. I want to hear from Gene. I want to hear from everyone listening right now. In 22, I finally what? What'd you finally do this past year? It looks like we got Destiny on the line. Let's see. 2022, you finally?
So cliche, and I really don't want to be that person, but I would say 2022, I finally started to love myself.
Oh, that's not cliche at all. That's amazing.
Yeah, I think that it's never too late. It's never too early. It's right on time. Is there, like, something that you feel, like, reflected that after you started to, like, love yourself? Did something change about you or your life?
It's an emotional story, but I felt like this person really pushed me to my edge to where it was like, I have to choose me.
Right.
That's strong.
Yeah.
I love to hear that.
And you're happier that you chose you. You sound like you're in a good place now.
Yeah, most definitely. I can honestly say, like, I wake up and I have better days rather than
aww,
my work.
Oh, we love that.
Love that.
Yeah, you know, you ever have those friends that are in a toxic relationship and once they finally do choose themselves, they literally glow.
Ooh,
I bet you're
yep.
literally glowing right now.
I mean, I do get some compliments here and there about how I'm getting my little spark back, but
aww.
I mean, just going through the process.
Well, that spark's going to turn into a flame next year.
Thank you.
She learned how to love herself. How many batteries did that take?
Oh, my Lord.
Asking for a friend.
It took two. It took two.
Two batteries. There you go.
Two double A.
Oh.
The rechargeable ones, too.
Hey, man, let's give her a round of applause, man.
Yeah.
Found yourself. That's the best answer so far. I love that for you. Please keep us posted and can't wait to, hopefully, for me to maybe meet you in 2023. Give you a big fat hug.
Yeah, of course. I would like to say I absolutely love you guys. You guys are amazing.
Well, we got happy holidays, and we can't wait for you to keep on going. in 2023, love.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you all. Love you guys.
Love you more. All right, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Good way to start that. Let the morning mess know. I'm going to hear from Anish and Gina. I'll let you know something I finally did like literally like 4 days ago. Almost didn't do it.
Just in time.
Good timing, huh? Morning, Mess. Hanging out with you on a beautiful Monday morning. Listen, happy holidays. We were just discussing off the air when we got in this morning. In 2022, you finally what? What did you finally do this past year? I just made it with 2 weeks to spare. In 22, I finally got my LASIK. Let's go.
Bam, 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 bam.
I can see clearly now.
The rain.
Man, I am seeing. It is amazing. And for everyone that told me it's going to be crazy the next morning you wake up, like the next morning, because it was just... It was really quicker. The procedure was really quicker than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a fast, like, it took like 12 minutes.
What?
Like,
total?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, you're lying. But it was like 6 minutes each eye. Even my wife, Amber, walked in with me. And she sat down. That's it? I'm like, and you walk in. It's like, okay, open your eyes. It's not like, I'm thinking when you get it done, they like bandage you up and you got to have your eyes closed for like the whole. No.
Wow.
It was really weird.
It seems like it would be a little more of a dramatic type of procedure, but you made it sound great.
Yeah. It was just amazing. Sharp vision. Because I thought it was going to be a long process. So I could see now I put it off for like, I don't know, like 2 decades. I was going to get this done. Just made it.
Woo!
So I could see.
Hey.
Gina and 2020. Oh, by the way, we're taking calls right now. The last call was amazing. Gina, in 2020, you finally?
In 2022, I finally learned to really ride and rock around on an electric unicycle.
Hey.
Yes, this was something I wanted to do for years. I think in 2020 was the first time I stepped on one, but I'll be honest, like I didn't have a huge motivation to learn. Like it's not like I needed it, but we also ditched our car this year, which was something else we've always wanted to do.
Right.
And trying to live car-free meant so much to my husband because he's very sustainable focused and he loves his Mother Earth, so we did it this year. I will say I do miss a car. I do. Personally, but I'm so glad that we did it. And I have this new hobby and this new community of people that I ride around with. It is seriously so much fun. One of my favorite ways to get around. It's life-changing. It's been really cool.
Gina joined a gang this year, man. She going, gang.
But
from
a gang
the future.
That, yes, that cares for the world. Yeah.
Every time I'm driving, I see, I still got a car. I wanted to try not to have, doing the car thing. Uh-huh. I can't do it. But every time I drive around, I see anybody in EUC. I always look. Bryce?
Right.
Gina? Is it Dev? Yeah.
There's a small group of us. So if you see us all out, I'm sure we all know each other. Say hi. Be nice.
We got Jen in 2022. You finally what?
2022, I've actually been more obligated to the gym.
Okay.
Yay, girl. Yeah. I'm glad you went for me and you. Go ahead, Jen. Double applause. You went for both of us.
Yeah.
I did horrible this year. I said I was going to hit the gym. I think at the beginning of the year, remember I was trying to get a six-pack?
You literally said that you would.
No six-pack, and I still got a keg. Jen, good for you. How have you noticed? Physically, you just feel better or...
You know, a little bit of everything, honestly, mentally, physically, everything. I lost my father, unfortunately, last year, so that was kind of a waker-upper to get on my health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now you're looking super fine. Okay, I see you, Jen.
Yep, I'm getting there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jen, is this the first time you've ever set the goal with the intention of just your health? Because I do hear that that makes a difference for motivation.
You know, yeah, it did help a lot.
Do you feel better in the bedroom?
You know, I can be better with that.
Oh, you know what? And in 2023, girl, you will be. You're working on that cardio in the gym.
That's going to be my next goal.
There you go. Hey, can anyone admit that here on The Morning Mess? You think you can be better in the bedroom or you think you're there?
I think maybe having someone else and there's a great first step for me.
Having someone. And then you're going to put it on them, Nishi.
I'll get there.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we're proud of you. If no one has told you that lately, The Morning Mess is so proud of you, Jen. You keep going.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. Have a blessed one. Have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Anish, we got to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have someone on the line that I'm watching. Candace said, she got a raise in 2022.
Nice. Hey.
We got to ask how she got that done.
Yeah.
Because we might need that advice, okay? Anybody looking for some advice how did Candace get the raise? We will ask her up next. Don't y'all move. In 2022, you finally what? We're playing like a little fill-in-the-blank situation here. Morning mess. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Gina.
And it's Carla.
Haven't heard from Nishi yet. So, Nishi, finally, 2020, what'd you do?
I finally got Amazon Prime.
Yes! So you stopped borrowing it from your friends.
Exactly. And you know what? And in 2023, I'm ditching it because I'm so sorry. Mr. Bezos has had a hold on me this entire year. It has been a problem. I thought for years I'd put it off because I'm like, listen, I don't want to have an excuse to buy all these things that I don't necessarily need. And then I finally got it, thinking I finally got into control over my shopping habits. No, I didn't. No. No, I didn't. So, Mr. Bezos, you got to go in 2023. I'm so sorry.
They make it so easy, man.
Why? I have a package literally waiting, like, at my apartment right now, and I don't even remember what it's for.
Anish, you're better than me. I'm 8 years deep in this game, so someone help.
I don't need Christmas presents. I buy stuff for me all the time. Like,
that's what I keep saying. I don't have a list because I just take care of me all year long.
We got Candace. In 2022, you finally what?
In 2022, I finally got a raise.
Yay! Yay! That's the news we love to hear.
Yeah, how'd you get that? Because I know a lot of people are wondering, like us, how we get a raise in 2023.
I asked for it.
I love that. Now, did you verbally, like, did you call the meeting with the boss? Did you shoot an email? Was it in passing? How did you do that?
I actually was face-to-face and just popped in and mentioned it and it came back and was approved. It was pretty neat because they had as much faith in me as I did.
Okay. So. Yeah, that's really cool. So it wasn't planned. You just kind of popped in spur of the moment and surprised them with it.
I just kind of popped in and just was like, hey, I feel like I'm doing this, 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 and this. And yeah, I got raised.
Can I ask you two personal questions?
Of course.
How much raise? Did they give you like a lump sum that would be added to your salary?
I got $1.90 extra.
Okay. And second question, follow-up question. What did you wear?
Oh, Lord.
Something low-cut?
I was wearing scrubs, but I was wearing a color that complemented my complexion.
So. Hey! She said, I knew I looked good when I asked.
I love it. I once wore red, and every time I wear red, Carly, you mentioned that compliments your complexion. I don't know what the hell that meant, but I'm like, okay.
I am complex. Yes.
You know what? Wear red then.
Wear red. I'll wear red when asking our boss for a raise.
It goes with your undertones of your skin.
Okay, what's your color, Carla? Do you know it?
Probably like, well, all of them, to be honest, but orange.
Orange? Mm-hmm. Gina?
Black like my soul.
Black like your soul. Nishi?
I can't wear orange. I look like I have jaundice when I wear orange. Okay.
Jaundice orange might be the wrong color, Carla.
I'll wear it for you. How about that?
I'm going to be so for real, girl.
Oh my God,
I think you're.
Carla? Yeah. Yay! Carla, I love all of you guys. With Nishi, I know he's saying, but. And I love you too, Carla and Gina.
Oh my gosh.
I love you guys.
2022, we finally discovered Candace.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. About time. Yes.
You know what? I have finally been discovered.
I love it.
Oh, you're funny.
Happy holidays, Candace.
Hey, happy holidays. And I love you. I'll keep doing what you do. You make my commute so awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Round of applause again for Candace making our morning. My God. That was beautiful. We're still going to take some calls, man. 2022, I finally blank. Did she say jaundice?
Yeah. I also think it's so funny how she called us and then was really shocked that we, that we were talking to her.
Yeah, that's us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.